Friday was the last day for bills to be heard in legislative committees. One proposal that died would have revised a law nicknamed No Promo Homo. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Mariana Dale reports the law controls how public school teachers can talk about LGBTQ relationships in health classes.
At least seven states have curriculum laws around LGBTQ issues. In Arizona, that rule applies specifically to HIV/AIDS instruction. And according to law professor Clifford Roski, of all the state laws, Arizona's is the only one that bans promoting a, quote, homosexual lifestyle.
This is not about gay sex. This is literally about whether it's okay to be gay and to talk about people who are gay.
The law also says teachers cannot portray homosexuality as a positive alternative lifestyle or suggest there are safe ways to have homosexual sex. Arizona's policy dates back to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Back then, state lawmakers resisted a federal recommendation that education about the disease start early. That changed in 1991.
Rather than opposing it, they began to say, well, if we're going to teach teenagers about HIV, then we have to make sure that we're not teaching them how to be gay or how to have gay sex or things like that.
But Roski says in practice, the law has been applied more broadly. It also affects sex education. Several Arizona districts have tried to reform their sex education policies to be more inclusive of LGBTQ students. In the Tucson Unified School District, that initiative failed after the school board was advised they risked violating the current law. Tempe High School sophomore Devin Thurston says the law directly affects him.
I'm transgender and I identify as queer. To me, it blatantly just doesn't protect LGBT kids. And it's deliberately saying cisgender, heterosexual kids deserve safety and sex education while LGBT kids don't.
Thurston often researches LGBTQ history for school projects. He says he's found a lot of homophobic laws.
I become less angry and more disappointed, but not defeated, inspired to keep fighting.
State Senator Martin Quesada has also been fighting. For the last 4 years, the Democrat has sponsored a bill that would strike the law's language around promoting homosexuality.
Regardless of what type of sexuality your student or our students identify as, we want to give them medically accurate information.
GOP lawmakers in the past expressed concerns that without the law, children would be indoctrinated against their parents' wishes and taxpayer dollars would be used to promote homosexuality. Kathy Harrod also opposes changing the law. She's president of the Center for Arizona Policy. Standing outside the state capitol, she argues the current HIV/AIDS education law shouldn't affect the way sex education is taught.
Sex education in the classroom is different. It's up to the local district whether they offer sex education classes or not. Then parents have to opt in their children to attend those classes.
She says HIV/AIDS instruction in schools should be
medically accurate and age appropriate. That's it. It's not a forum for discussing relationships and human sexuality.
For now, Arizona's Republican-led legislature agrees, and the policy seems likely to stay. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And now KJZZ's Mariana Dale joins us in the studio to talk more about this. So the last person we heard from in the piece was Kathy Harrod from the Center for Arizona Policy. But Mariana, tell us, what do Republican lawmakers have to say about why they won't consider this legislation?
I did request an interview from Senator Sylvia Allen. Didn't hear back, but she did share her thoughts on changing the law in a 2016 Senate discussion.
We have to also have respect for people who are sending their children to school, just wanting their children to get educated and not indoctrinated or taught something that is contrary to maybe what they believe and what they want for their children.
Then Senator John Kavanaugh also opposed removing the language that bans discussion of LGBTQ relationships.
I don't think my taxpayer dollars or any tax dollars should be paying to promote the homosexual lifestyle.
As you might guess from these comments, the amendment to repeal the no promo homo language did not pass that year.
Right, right. So why do advocates want to see this law revoked?
One reason is that they think laws like this contribute to an environment where LGBTQ kids are bullied more than their peers. Advocacy group GLSEN found in their annual survey that these students in states with laws like Arizona's are actually less likely to have educators who support them and more likely to hear homophobic remarks. Karen Bird is the GLSEN co-chair here in Phoenix.
If you don't see representation of yourself, it's hard to feel safe.
And in some cases, that's also true for their teachers. Tempe teacher Jacob Harvey says with laws like these on the books, it can make it difficult to talk about your own identity.
When it comes to how I talk about myself, I'm very aware of the fact that I need to be a little bit more careful, I think, than the next teacher, the straight teacher.
Mariana, you talked to a student in your piece, and you also talked to some of the teens that participate in Spot 127, our station's youth media program. What did they have to say?
One thing that stuck out to high school senior Kate Orta was the term lifestyle. The ban specifically says that you can't promote a, quote, homosexual lifestyle.
Calling something that is your experience just a lifestyle reduces it to something that is, it reduces it to something that is so much like lesser than what it actually is.
Both Orta and her friend August Macavell says their education and sex ed or otherwise often didn't include their identities as asexual and, in Macavell's case, non-binary.
I know that like not everyone was as forward-thinking as they are now when the law was written, but I also feel like they need to be able to be updated as we like learn and grow as a society.
So, Mariana, is it possible that this law could change in this session?
Legislators would have to amend the changes onto other education legislation. It's more rare, but it's not impossible.
Right. No bill is dead till the end of the session. All right. Thank you, Mariana Dale, for your reporting on this.
You're welcome.